It is Memorial Day, a uniquely American holiday, often confused with Veterans Day, but there is a difference between the two. Memorial Day, once known as Decoration Day, began just after the Civil War. Veterans Day, which is also known as Armistice Day, is celebrated in many countries, and that was begun after World War I. Veterans Day is in November. Memorial Day, of course, is the last Monday in May. But the person who can really clear this all up for you is Kenneth C. Davis, the author of the Don't Know Much About History series and the forthcoming Don't Know Much About the American Presence. Nice to see you, Ken.
It's always a great pleasure to be here. Thanks.
So let's talk about the Memorial Day, why it was begun.
1868, the Civil War is over. The ravages of this war are catastrophic. General John Logan, who was a Civil War general and head of what was then called the Grand Army of the Republic, which was kind of the VA of its day, the Veterans of Foreign Wars of its day. It was a very powerful political party formed of former Union soldiers and officers. He declares that the nation should have a day to recognize this tremendous loss for the preservation of the Union. And he suggests that people do something simple, go to the cemeteries and put fresh flowers on the graves of the fallen soldiers to decorate the graves. Hence, it was Decoration Day. That was in 1868. It had no official government sanction, but this group was so powerful, and the veterans were so powerful as a body, it became a tradition that was adopted around the country, but not in the former Confederacy.
And that's what I was going to ask, is how was this then interpreted? When did it lose its Civil War connections and become just a Memorial Day?
It was a very, very deep and long tradition that it was more seen as more of a Union or Northern holiday. In fact, the May 30th date, and you mentioned it's the last Monday in May, it always used to be May 30th. The suggestion is that's the day that the most flowers would be available to put on the graves in the North. Some of the former Confederate states rejected this and adopted their own Confederate Memorial Days or Decoration Days, and there are still seven states, I think, that recognize that, although it's much more low-key. It really takes the 20th century to get away from this vestige of the Civil War. In fact, by the early 20th century, Decoration Day was kind of being forgotten. The Civil War generation was dying off. It had already become a picnic holiday. People took their picnics out on Decoration Day. World War I changes that forever. We have enormous losses in the Civil War and, again, in World War I. By the way, 600,000 soldiers and civilians estimated to die in the Civil War. That's 2% of the population. That's 6 million people today. And that number, by the way, has also been re-estimated.
That's what I was going to say. They've had new analysis, and they said it may be very low.
Oh, no, it's just the opposite. It was maybe more like 700 or 800,000, the most recent surveys, using census information. So there was no city, country, or village in America that was untouched by the ravages of this war. And that's why the wounds were so bitter and so deep, and why this holiday became such a part of the American tradition.
You know, my grandfather used to wonder why barbecues became a tradition, because he remembered a time of the reason you packed a picnic lunch is because you were traveling. You were traveling to a cemetery somewhere. And he didn't understand where the grill came into it.
Well, it's the picnic thing leads to the grill, I think. That's the evolution. But you're exactly right. People used to pack a picnic to go to the cemetery. Going to the cemetery to decorate the graves became a family holiday event. And in the late 19th century, cemeteries became sort of more like parks in many ways. In fact, Frederick Law Olmsted, who designed Central Park, designed many famous cemeteries around the country. So going to the cemetery with a picnic was not what we would associate with it today, perhaps. And I think that picnic idea eventually turned into the barbecue. But Memorial Day is certainly not about the barbecue or the swimsuit sales or certainly the mattress sales. This is the most solemn day on the American calendar, and we do tend to forget that in the enjoyment of this three-day weekend. But this is the day that we honor something very specific, the loss in war, what Lincoln called the last full measure of devotion in the Gettysburg Address.
So why is that different? Why is Memorial Day perhaps more solemn than Veterans Day?
Well, Veterans Day, which was born out of Armistice Day, as you mentioned, in World War I, 11-11, that was the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, the Great War ended. That was supposed to be the war to end all wars. And it was celebrated as Armistice Day for a very long time. certainly when it was not the war to end all wars, it became, let's use this as a day to recognize veterans of all our wars, living and dead, whether they died in the war or not. Memorial Day is specific. It's meant to honor those who actually gave their lives in service to the country and made that ultimate sacrifice. And Lincoln, of course, said, let us not forget that these men shall not have died in vain, and they died to create a government of the people, by the people, for the people that shall not perish from this earth.
And Memorial Day, the United States is the only country that celebrates this particular holiday.
On this date as this, yes. Veterans Day in the United States is actually celebrated as Remembrance Day in many other countries. So some of the European countries, England, for instance, celebrate what we think of as Veterans Day as their Remembrance Day, a little more akin to Memorial Day. But a more generalized sense of loss. In the United States, Memorial Day is supposed to be specifically for those men who gave their lives, and women, increasingly, of course, we must say. And of course, we sometimes forget in the midst of all the Memorial Day fun that there are still an awful lot of young men and women in harm's way right now.
Well, we never forget that on this show. We're speaking with Kenneth C. Davis. And one of the things we're asking listeners today is what message they may have for members of the military. Is there anything you would say to the veterans and currently serving soldiers?
Well, it's always simple. We first say thank you, and we like to think we're thinking of you. And one of the wonderful things to me, I grew up during the Vietnam era. I had to confront that. Memorial Day got kind of pushed to the side during the Vietnam era because a lot of people who objected to the war also objected to the military, and we weren't able to make that distinction that the honor and the valor of the military, of service people, shouldn't be connected to the politics and the policies. And I think we've come a long way from removing those two things, and we can honor service and we can honor sacrifice even if we don't like the reason for it.
Kenneth C. Davis, author of the Don't Know Much About History series and the forthcoming Don't Know Much About the American Presidents. Thanks.
It's always a pleasure.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.